You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit TFormers.com. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Wreck, Bweebum, featuring XV.
Yes, this is Radio Free Cybertron, and I am Brian Kilby, your ever-loving, ever-awesome, super-amazing, fantastical host. Now going almost 12 years. Almost. Sort of.
Just gosh.
I'm great. So, hey, with me this week I have J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Lady Wreck, and Bweebum. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Fantastic.
Beautiful mustache, awesome. J.D. I'm going to put
Thank you
in focus. Show off the mustache.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yes, you do get free mustache rides, by the way, if anyone wants to know.
Oh, just step into my van.
Fantastic. Fantastic. As Cassius pointed out, I'm also modest.
Yeah.
Now back to me. So this week I did a lot of great things. Okay. Hey, actually, there's Transformer stuff going on this week, but I really wanted to talk about Thundercats.
Good.
This is the segment of the show where I alienate all of the fans. I didn't like it.
Well, you alienate probably, what, 30% maybe?
Maybe. I didn't care for it. I mean, I think if it wasn't Thundercats, I would have liked it. But and if they'd called it something else, like not Thundercats, it would have been great.
Not
so are you
Thundercats.
Saying
Thundercats. Not.
It just didn't seem Thundercats-like to me.
Thundercats.
It sounds like you got attachment to Thundercats.
I don't. That's the problem. If I did, it would be one thing. It's kind of
so
like
really
it's like Captain America. I am so attached to Captain America, but I loved the movie because it was faithful. I really couldn't care much about Thundercats. It just seems kind of hokey. Original Thundercats kind of seem hokey, but the new show does too. For the record, I'm not like a huge 2002 Masters of the Universe fan either. But what'd you guys think?
I wasn't huge on it either, but my problem is that I didn't see enough of it to really form an opinion, because it seems like they didn't... The one-hour kind of premiere sort of left me at the end of the second act, so I'm kind of like, what?
Where's the rest of it?
I guess my problem with it, unlike Thundercats, it kind of had a story going on, and character motivation, and real action and suspense... Kind of not really so much suspense. I mean, I obviously knew that when they said Panthro was dead, he's not. So,
somewhere.
Yeah, so.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Maybe. We
well,
really
I mean,
know.
They haven't defined that, but I would assume he's out there somewhere. But
yeah. So, I do like that Clancy Brown is on it. Anything that Clancy Brown is on, especially when he plays a big cat, that is actually pretty cool, that Clancy Brown could be a big cat.
Yeah, he could be a furry.
He can be a furry.
A furry.
He kind of works.
Have you seen the hair he has?
Yeah. He is a furry.
Yeah. Man, I love Clancy Brown, but that's mostly because I love Highlander so much. Let's do a Highlander podcast.
I'm telling you.
No.
Let's start right now. Topic number two.
From the dawn of time we came, moving silently down through the centuries, leading many secret... I'll shut up. Hey, okay, let's go ahead and
were
actually
they
get...
they going to reboot that movie just as a...
They were going to reboot
page.
That movie, but they didn't. They actually were making an Xbox game that was, like,
thing.
Almost complete, but
oh
it
gosh.
Didn't get released. Alas. Huh. Alas.
I don't know. That's one of those.
I'm not against Highlander, but maybe that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Why ruin a good thing that's already...
Well, Highlander ruined itself, like, with the second movie.
Yeah, Highlander's been done so badly so many times in every iteration, really. It's just sort of...
The first TV show is good about 80% of the time.
Right.
80%.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's decent. Bad. It's better than a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, last question on movies. So who's excited and or aware of the Conan movie?
Dude, it looks awesome.
I was aware, but I was not. I can't say I'm excited.
It looks awesome.
I haven't seen anything
maybe
on it
he'll
yet.
Bring it back. Maybe he'll bring back something. The barbarian stuff. I don't know.
I've not.
All I heard was that they were doing it recently.
Am I going to be? Will I be stoned for saying that I've never seen the original?
Who cares?
No,
I've never seen the original either.
It's not like it's not like Conan started out as a movie. Conan's a series of books.
Arnold.
You can watch the first movie. Just don't watch The Destroyer. It'll make your wee wee shrink. It's
bad. I've seen Conan the Librarian on UHF. Is that the same?
That's close. That's pretty close.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, so Sideburn is shipping this week. Look at that.
He's arrived.
So
lots of places.
He's fantastic.
Hey, oh, look, he's in two places at once.
I love it.
Hey, do you guys have any issues with it?
No.
You know, my favorite, though, was the tweet from TCC, which was, like, basically trying to say, duh, it's got asymmetrical paint apps.
Yeah.
So apparently people were like, there's only yellow on half of this face. Like, really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Wait, wasn't there was also a tweet from, like the TCC or something like that said, oh, there's a way you can contact us if you have something other than broken parts. I'm like,
well,
wait.
I think that some people, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there were some pieces that were, you know, some that were broken or some. I mean, that just is going to happen. But it seemed like, I mean, based on that tweet, I would assume that there was a considerable, probably not large, but a considerable number of people that were complaining that the paint apps weren't applied all the way across or something. And it's like,
I'm assuming it was intentional.
Yes, it's supposed to be. It's sideburn.
Well, but that's the thing is that the actual yellow looks like it was like done further down on the face than it should have been. I don't know. I'm fine with mine. I saw tweets about that too. That they're like, oh, the face is all messed up, and they had extra plastic like on the eyes and stuff.
I love it so much.
He had like a visor thing
mine's
over his
fine.
Eye.
I have no problems with it. So I'm like, yay.
That yellow visor actually went down over the eyes, didn't it, on the original toy?
Yeah, it had a scouter.
Yeah.
I think I've got it over there, actually.
Mine is in a box somewhere. But
mine's in a box right there.
Actually, I should pull out Sideburn. I really like that deco.
Have my ass to the camera, so I'm not going to go back there and get
actually,
it.
Actually, let's focus on people watching the video. Let's focus back on JD's mustache again. Look at that. Isn't that great?
Because that's worth it. You know. I actually think the 80s party. That was a lot of fun. So
yeah,
I didn't expect you to keep it, but very good.
I love it.
Well, I don't. My wife insisted that I not shave all of my face, so I'm gonna have to grow the goatee back in around it.
Okay. So for people who can actually grow facial hair, it's like, you know.
Yeah, I'll have a goatee again in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Hey, while we're talking about JD's facial hair, if you're not watching the video, you need to be watching the video. Watch us live Wednesdays at 8:30 Eastern time, which is what, like 12:30 UMT or GMT? UDT.
It's 5 hours, so yes.
That's 6, yeah. It's
1:30 a.m., like if you're GMT. But it's worth it.
So wake up, set your alarm.
Yes, it's awesome. Or watch us on YouTube. You can go to YouTube/user/TF Radio Network or TFVideo.net. But just watch us because we put a lot of effort into doing video and it's fun.
It's fun. It adds a whole other element.
Yes.
Yep.
And you can see JD's mustache.
You can see my creeper mustache.
I love it.
I should just keep it just for the creepy aspect of it. I get a lot of weird looks.
There's no other reason to keep a mustache.
Like this week, I've gotten a lot of weird looks from like my coworkers because they don't want to say anything, but they notice, so they just kind of look and, you know, I notice that they're further away from me in the hallway and stuff. You know,
this guy looks like he's straight from To Catch a Predator.
Hey, did Freddie Mercury come back to life and let himself go?
Like bloated, like his body would be, I guess, but.
Yes, yes. So, okay, let's go ahead and move along. So, Rodimus was sighted at Toys R Us's in San Antonio, Wichita, and Illinois. XV, quick, move back to Illinois. And get yourself a Rodimus. Pretty great.
And I don't even really want one that much.
Why not?
How much does he cost again?
$60.
$60 smacks.
Well, it's 60 on the website. It'll probably be more when it's in actual stores.
Yes.
But then he'll be on clearance at some point.
No, it won't. Because I was at a Toys R Us today, and they still have those Legends Devastators for full price. Ooh. And Universe...
Oh, I was thinking Micromaster Devastators. I'm like, they still have those? But yeah, so Legends Devastator. Yeah,
yeah. Legends. That's different.
That was KB anyway that had the Micromaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KBs, they don't exist. They're all gone.
Where was I today?
All gone.
One of the places I stopped today, I saw a few of the Universe Micromaster aerial bots.
Really?
Yeah.
See, really? I still need to complete that set. Where did you find those?
I think it was at TJ Maxx or a Ross or a Marshall.
Dude, you know how long ago that those came out? That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit weird.
That is odd. That's like a Tuesday morning like find. If you find something at Tuesday morning that's like worth a crap, it's usually pretty good.
I need to go to TJ Maxx. I haven't been there in a couple weeks. I
haven't been there since Monday when I found my
Grappelli?
Grappel.
Grappelli!
So, Grappler. Okay, awesome.
It's like Marco Polo.
Is he 10?
Yes, he is 10. So if you notice anything different about me this week, because I am really jacked up because I didn't work out, so everything that's coursing through my veins right now that was supposed to be there to help me lift weights and everything, I've got to burn all the energy out. So that's lots of sugar and pseudoephedrine. So let's go ahead and jump to the next story. So there's some autoassembly
stuff.
Meanwhile,
XV has no energy at all.
XV has no energy because he missed Captain America. He missed Captain America. So there's some autoassembly news. I think it ties into the, was it Jagex release of a teaser movie?
Yeah.
For the MMO that's coming out, they're going to have a representative at Auto Assembly. When is that? Next month? September?
Next week.
It's next week?
It's next week. Are you kidding me? Leave in a couple days.
Let me look at my.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's August. Yes. I was thinking it was July.
Yeah, this is August.
So you're going to be at Auto Assembly next week, Amy.
I am.
So your second Auto Assembly in 2 years.
Yes.
You have more Auto Assemblies under your belt than BotCon.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thanks. Wait, you're going again?
I'm going again, of course.
Give Chris McFeely a big wet kiss for me.
Yeah.
I'll give him a big hug, but I won't give him a kiss.
Oh.
Aw.
I would give him a kiss.
I don't give kisses out easily.
Oh.
No, I meant like a European thing, you know, like the European style. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. Inform me about this European style.
You've never seen like it where they do like, the one cheek and then the other cheek.
So. Okay,
that's what they do in Brazil, maybe.
So
I think in Brazil they probably do something way more graphic.
I just need to stop right now. I just need to go. This is going to be a train wreck. Okay,
are you crashing?
What's
going on?
I don't ever. No one
is... So, Auto Assembly.
Audio assembly. This is the best audio. This is the best podcast ever. So, Auto Assembly is next week, and lots of guests. But the announcement today was Jagex. I guess is how you say it. Will be there and showing off stuff from the MMO. So
I can't wait to see it. I want to see what they've got.
Yay! So. Transformers
podcast
3.
From Brian is High is always so interesting.
Yes. So Transformers 3 hit $1 billion. It's the first Paramount film ever to do so. No Star Trek 3.
Amazing.
The Search for Spock did not hit a billion, but Transformers 3 did.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately, Harry Potter beat it there.
Right, but Harry Potter is... Yeah.
But Harry Potter is
a Paramount film, though, so, you know.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
No, but I'm just saying it... didn't quite make it there ahead of Harry Potter, even with a couple weeks lead time. Yeah. Oh, well.
Sad trombone.
I should love Harry Potter.
Well, maybe not a sad trombone, but...
Maybe a sad tuba? Okay. There you go. So, the new TFC, not Devastator, Hercules limb, which is going to be not long haul. And
well, that's not really a limb, then, is it?
No.
Jeez, that's weird.
It has parts of the legs.
Yeah. So.
Well, wouldn't that be limbs?
Heavy labor. He's going to be the torso. I think.
So he's going to give birth to the other one.
Yes.
Oh, damn! He's going to come right out of the bottom.
That's awful.
Wow.
No, that was awesome.
Wow.
so Renderform making add-on heads for Classics Bumblebee, going to be Hubcap, Bumper, and Goldbug. Pricing and release information TBD.
But I've seen the pictures. They were actually shown off at a panel at TFCon, and then some better pictures were posted afterward, and they actually look really nice.
I haven't seen them, but, you know, I have, like, five of that mold, so I can probably sacrifice one of them for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, let's see here. In iGear news, Cliffjumper, partner product to get new feet love, so
yay. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, the basically...
is this some kind of foot fetish thing?
Yeah, turning yes. your Cliffjumper, the Cliffjumper mold, the new head, you're going to get new feet to go with it. I guess which will change, like, good. The headlights on the car mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know
what
how they're going to do
of
it.
You'll
probably have to take it apart with a screwdriver.
It's the Cliffjumper that nobody has the mold for. That
I do.
Out, right?
No. Okay. What?
That nobody can get a hold of anymore, I guess.
Well, no. Oh, this Cliffjumper. Okay. No. This Cliffjumper is iGear's Cliffjumper.
So it's not the. It's not the.
It's a full custom one.
Yeah, it's their custom.
Oh,
yeah,
so it's based off of the Bumblebee that they made.
Yeah. So there's like
that generic Bumblebee that
yeah,
is just
yeah,
so boring
Bumblebee.
Looking.
And then the Cliffjumper.
Although that's not generic, that's totally a Volkswagen. They're going to get sued.
Well, no, I mean generic looking robot.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
it's close enough.
But you're totally right, XV.
Yeah, and yeah, I think I guess how they're doing it is they're going to put a different front on it, like they're going to have a slightly remolded front or back or something
to make
like
it
that.
Less.
They're getting a new front like a fence.
Yes. Yeah. No. Like the hood area or the back or the trunk area. I guess. I don't know how they're doing
on
it.
On a Volkswagen, yeah. The front would be the trunk.
That's true.
Shut up, XV.
Awesome, Peter. Awesome. Okay, so they're reissuing PP01. That was what their
Faith Leader.
Yeah, their Convoy ripoff. And they're promising better pricing. Great.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're also redesigning and re-releasing the TF-005 Shark Sentry, so... I mean, they're variations
of Gnaw,
so... So, yeah, there you go. Wow, lots of knockoff stuff. Third-party stuff this week. Mastermind Creations to make a six-shot called Hexatron. That's awesome. I like that.
It's called not six-shot.
This is what happens with X show.
Yes. Well, XV wasn't going to be on the show. He was going to be watching Captain America, but it was too hot. That's like the lamest excuse I've ever heard. I'm not seeing a movie because it's too hot.
I agree, man.
Are you kidding me? Really?
So, more pictures of Dark Steel. I don't even know what Dark Steel is. What is Dark Steel?
It's the Sideswipe recolor made to look kind of like Beast Wars Quick Strike.
Oh, that looks great.
Yeah.
That's not a good name for that though. I don't get the name. Dark Steel sounds like a third party toy.
Yeah.
Why not call it Quick Strike?
They probably don't have the name for it anymore.
Or Quick Wipe or something. I don't know. Something novel.
Is there new images for this? Where is this?
Wouldn't Quick Wipe be if he turned into a bidet?
Yes. Which is the point.
like the bed cover?
Yeah.
No, JD.
Oh, no. Okay, so Ultimate Prime is...
Oh, that's a duvet. Yeah, that's a duvet. Yeah.
So Ultimate Prime is
$65... totally something different.
$65 at Walmart, so if you paid more... Sorry. JD wants
Walmart's
that really bad.
It's on Walmart's website, $65, and you can get it shipped for free.
Yeah, I want that. So I'm accepting donations. My PayPal account? No, I'm kidding. But seriously,
Let's put up pictures of Quick Wipe here.
Really,
Quick Wipe is.
I'm just kidding, but not really.
It's beautiful. I mean, really, I don't get the hate. It's gorgeous. I love this.
The Dark Steel?
Stupid.
I think it looks good.
A lot of people are complaining about it, but I think it looks pretty sweet.
I don't know what are they complaining about. What are they saying? That's what I don't know.
Like, Sideswipe mold?
Like, it doesn't look like Quick Strike at all.
Yes, it does.
He's got a pretty sweet looking head. I mean, like...
It kind of reminds me of the Sideswipe.
Because it is.
Movie Science Web? Yeah. Oh, okay, good. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're not crazy. No.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not the crazy one here.
It looks great. It looks great. I love it. I don't get
crazy. I think it looks great. And they modified the MechTech Starscream weapon to make it a little bit more pointy, so it looks like more like a stinger than an actual like sword.
Yeah.
So I think it looks great. I think it looks really good.
I can't see a closer headshot. Is there a better headshot of this?
The closest one is the hang on. It's in the chat, but
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it in the chat. There we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
What do you think, GD?
Oh, that looks great.
Yeah, it does.
I'd say that.
I mean, it's a total movie adaptation. You know, it's a movie universe car mode adaptation of Quickstrike. What do you want?
Yeah.
It's a Quickstrike that's as close as it can get while keeping the vehicle panels all black.
Yeah.
I mean, if they wanted to have a translucent yellow car, well, we've already got Bumblebee like that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I wouldn't want that. That's great. I will totally get that.
So, hey, let's go ahead and jump to our favorite segment with a musical bed, Comic Corner with Amy.
It's now time for Comic News with Amy Morgan.
Hey, Amy, what's going on with comics this week?
Still hearing lots of music.
Ah, there you go. It's fine.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's way too long.
Did you wait like a whole week to be able to play that? Because I wasn't here last week.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, I didn't write this one in, and I wanted to get somebody's thoughts on this because somebody else said this. Dueling Optimus Prime color covers for Transformers 23 out next week.
Yeah.
Because they're side by side.
Yeah, Alex Milne put up covers on his DeviantArt page.
Awesome.
With one on the left one. There's two variants.
Yeah.
And each one would be the present Prime, and the other one would be the, like, the old, you know, the Orion Pax Prime. And it's pretty cool. Like, if you put them together, they look pretty sweet.
Yeah, I actually did. I have a wallpaper that's available on my DeviantArt page of both that one and the Megatron. So if you want to get a chance to see them next to face to face, you know, side by side.
I'm pasting something in the chat from my DeviantArt page. So if you're in the chat, you can see that. Oh. And I'll put it on the here too.
That's a Flickr page.
This is my DeviantArt page. It's
oh no.
Yeah, it's the sea spray that I did back in 1999. So for my website.
Well,
that's great.
23 does come out next week.
I also
Wednesday.
Did this. That was a classic too.
And also with it, we'll be getting a sketchbook, but I guess these are going to be in limited supply, so maybe we can do the dueling thing for sketchbooks on that.
That's pretty cool.
So that's all that really is out this week, is we're just waiting for 23 to hit the comics. So, yeah, that's it. Sorry, it's short this week.
So, hey, actually, since you were on last week, what are your thoughts on the new Transformers 81 comic?
Oh, you know, I haven't actually read a lot of the Marvel stuff, so I really can't say one way or the other. But since then, I've cracked open whatever Marvel stuff that I do have. I think it'll be a 50-50 chance of being good or a 50-50 chance of being okay. We're just going to get more stuff that we might not like.
Even though it's not a Furman story, I will be really upset if we don't get more Micromaster Wrestling. I will be seriously upset.
Then you might be disappointed then, because if Furman's writing it and he didn't write that, I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe more Skullgren. Like,
I don't know all the stuff that he's got to wrap up still, so I'm between now and then going to be educating myself on what is Marvel. And so, so far I've picked up a couple things. I started from the very beginning, and it's not too bad. But we just recently reviewed some stuff on the Underbase, classic stuff to do with Dinobot Hunt, and so I started reading that, and I really like it. So, hey, give us more of that. I'll be happy. So,
are there good collections that you can get for the old Marvel comics?
Like, yeah, there's a Titan collection, a couple of those.
Yeah,
there's an IDW version of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a signed one. Yeah. Was it all fall down? What was the one that was from that year of BotCon, Brian? That I was at.
From 01?
Yeah, 01. Furman was there, and I have a signed hardcover of the one that just came out at that point.
Was that, were those trades out at that point?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I am old. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that trade. It was whatever one the with Unicron, and I think it's, yeah, I think it's where Prime...
That's a Jeff Senior cover?
Yeah, I think so. It's a hard... I can't remember...
There's a hardcover that what's his name did, the guy that did the Ultimates and the guy that did Brian Hitch, that's just insanely awful. Everyone should get the Brian Hitch hardcover of one of those Titans. It's awful. I love it. I need to pull
this
it
one's
out.
Not the Titan. This one
it would have been Titan.
It was?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's right over there.
It would have been Titan.
You get it. And Sideburn.
Actually, Jamie, while you're here, show us the mustache again.
Show us the mustache again.
I love that.
There are ways to get a hold of these. I'm not quite sure what all of them are. I've just gotten just little trades that I've picked up in various places. So.
Let's see here. Transformers,
sorry.
Marvel.
JD was making IDW. Like bizarre faces, and it was very...
I'm checking Amazon real quick, and the
I'm sure they're on Amazon. You can find there's a lot of classic annual.
That's Titan trade, JD.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if it would if it cost more, or if you had to like really hunt for them. That's what I was worried about.
There you go.
Yeah, I love that cover.
BotCon exclusive edition.
Aww.
That's great.
I've got a couple hardcover ones too, but.
Okay,
and?
Classic Transformers Volume 1 on Amazon for $20.
Nice.
Bucks,
yep.
So. Awesome.
Actually, Heath, I think, got that signed for me.
Well, I have my work cut out for me. I have all of it that I need to go get, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh my god, Classic Transformers Volume 2, $60.
Ouch!
Yep, you're right, it is Titan. No camera.
And the later ones look like they are a little bit cheaper, but wow, yeah, you're going to be better off wanting to get a hold of the Titan stuff.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was 24 from BotCon.
Yeah, you can.
This is one of my favorite BotCon souvenirs, though. Of everything I got,
you can find them cheaper now on Amazon. So.
Yeah, I'll be looking. I'll be searching.
Or other places.
I'll tweet about it if anybody's interested. Just start following my Twitter. It's twitter.com Lady of Wreck.
Lady of Wreck.
Lady of Wreck. Yeah. So when I find stuff and I start reading stuff, I'll... In fact, I have a few things I've got to tweet about already, so, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Thanks, Amy. So, John.
Yo.
What's going on in the chat this week?
A bunch of off-topicness.
I'm sorry, I started that off.
Hate to tell you. Yeah, you're going to have to kick everybody. Kick ban everybody in the chat. So, let me see here. Transformer related. What did we talk about? Hey, you know, on the note of Masterpiece Rodimus, apparently in at least one area, the local Toys R Us is getting calls all day from people looking for Masterpiece Rodimus. So
I know there's
like
people too.
Initial demand, right? Initial demand.
I was one of those.
And I gotta ask,
people.
Do you guys think he's gonna sell any better or worse than the past ones? I mean, I would imagine Prime.
Didn't Grimlock sell pretty well?
I mean, there were such limited quantities of Grimlock that it was hard for it not to sell well.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do the same thing with Rodimus.
I would imagine so.
Probably. Well, Rodimus, they actually had to do some new mold, so they probably had to have a minimum quantity produced for that. And, there was a fix and stuff they had to do because it was such a crappy mold. Crappy.
Everybody likes Dark of the Moon Quick Strike, so to speak.
It's gorgeous.
He is gorgeous. He is real, and he is fantastic. Let me see here. What else? Oh, and then I guess I got to do one off-topic thing to wrap up the chat section, so... Had a long talk with some friends over Gundam last night, and so now the chat's talking about Gundam. The best and worst Gundam, because frankly, lots of people, like me, haven't thought about Gundam in a decade. So, if you watch Superhero Time, surely you've seen Gundam here and there. But, I mean, as far as like top of mind, and certainly it's not like this has been on Cartoon Network in, God, how long? 15 years? I don't know.
Since,
10 years,
since 2004.
But it has been
on...
That
was, what, 81 or 00?
Is it Sci-Fi that's running...
Yeah, Gundam? I think it's out of the rotation, though.
Yeah. There is, yeah. It pops up on my TiVo every now and again. So
yeah.
So there is that. There is that Gundam. And God help Peter. Peter, did you say like the only Gundam that you've watched is Wing?
Oh Jesus!
No, I saw the original Gundam.
Okay, that's
I've seen the original, but I mean, just like Dragon Ball Z, I never watched it because it was always on like whatever Cartoon Network, whatever cable channel it was on or something like that. So
yeah,
I never,
what's wrong with only seeing Gundam Wing besides Gundam Wing kind of sucking? I mean, but really, though.
It's just like an awful indicator. Like if that's your sole exposure to Gundam,
you don't really know what Gundam is.
I've seen Gundam.
But you got Zex and you got Troa or Treya or whatever his name is. You got all those characters. That's all you need to know.
It's viable. I mean, it's cool. And
Wufei, for God's sakes. Wufei.
Man, and the fangirls love them, all I'm going to
yes!
say. There is so much duo hero fiction out there.
Wow. I wrote a Gundam fanfiction,
or is it just stuff that's been out there for like?
It's called Gundam Wang.
Oh no, there's new stuff, all the time. Because I watched it with a friend of mine that's really into fiction, and
notice how he said fiction.
She went nuts after like because I had her watch Gundam Wang with me actually as like an introduction to Gundam, and afterwards, yeah. I was shocked. I was like, wow. And this is new stuff. Yeah. So if you like
dangerous
that kind of stuff, you know, there you go.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, see, the visor goes over part of the eye. So, I mean, it's supposed
to. Very nice. You found him.
Nice. Yeah.
That's one sweet toy.
Well, so, hey, why don't you show off some of the kibble? So, for the people that
are
just
if you want the real joy. I mean, look at all that kibble. See, this is what we thought was awesome.
Transformed him.
Take yourself back 10 years ago, and this is what the average fan thought was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we thought this was the best thing since sliced bread. We're like, oh my god, look at it. It's like asymmetric and beautiful, and it's not like a brick.
Oh, we've come such a long way.
And, you know, Cyburn was actually the mold that people were down on the most out of those.
Yeah. Yeah,
Wild Rider actually isn't that bad. I like his X-Bron or whoever it is. X-Bron was the U.S. version. I like his little shield,
Wild Rider,
arm thing.
The shield, Mega.
That was cool.
I like that. Okay,
the figure is actually a pretty good
with
toy.
An engine block.
Yes,
the toy is actually a pretty good toy. I like that toy.
I've got the Super version right here.
Super X-Bron.
Yeah, the white one.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know who really loved those molds, though? Hasbro. They wore them out.
Repeat. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Universe. Yeah.
God.
Well, I mean, they were pretty good toys, though. I mean, they weren't, you know, they weren't crap toys or anything. So.
They were okay toys, and more importantly, they were what was available.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they had.
Hey,
I paid a boatload of it, too. It didn't last long enough.
Let's take a couple minutes to sort of focus on what's going on in the TF Radio Network family. This week, JD was on Superhero Time.
Well, he was also on Fanboy Versus.
He was on Fanboy Versus.
Fanboy Versus. Well, we go back earlier than that. You want to talk about the library con?
Sure. Okay. So each year, I live in a very small town. So like most small towns, we don't have Jack. My cousin Hope, sort of to bring culture... It is culture. It's nerd culture to the community. She puts on
that one for a minute.
She puts on a local convention, a local science fiction and fantasy convention at our library, and the library loves it, of course, because it brings awareness of the library to my literate hometown.
It makes people aware that the library is there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a place where they let you rent books. It's called the library.
Yes, exactly.
For free.
For free.
Books.
All you have to do is tell them.
So,
they
do have movies, but yeah. So each year she puts on this convention. This was the third year that she's done it. The 501st, the local branch of the 501st, comes by and visits. They put on a little show. You know, there are like people who like do cons as a hobby, so like they're always Klingons. If two people talk about science fiction somewhere, a guy in a Klingon costume shows up. But it's really cool. And this year, actually last year I was going to, but it fell through. This year she asked if I could do a Transformers panel and an Avengers panel. And I'm like, yes, I will gladly do a Transformers panel. I'll have to come up with something for an Avengers panel. Well, we didn't do the Transformers panel, but we did do the Avengers panel. And
Switch.
Yes. So I enlisted J.D. Church and Chris McFeely via Skype and did a like a teleconference that was really fun.
Nice.
And we recorded it, put it up as a podcast. Well, actually put it up as a YouTube video. So if you go to tfradio.net, you can watch it there. It's fun. We did a little Q&A with the crowd. It's just fun stuff. First time we've done anything live like that. Who knows? We may do something like that again. Actually, we're definitely doing something like that at SavCon. Maybe something at SlagCon if we work things out. So, but yeah, that was a lot of fun. But yesterday or Monday, today's Wednesday, Monday, JD was on Superhero Time with XV, and that sounded like it was interesting.
It's always interesting on Superhero Time.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. I had a good time. You know,
JD was on a lot of drugs that day.
I am on a lot of drugs today.
I was high on life that day. It was just good stuff. You know, the crew's a lot of fun, and if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I've been catching up on Power Ranger stuff, and so I get to go on and talk about
it. Marathoning the damn thing ever since it went up on Netflix.
Netflix is so awesome.
I know. I've got to start on Lost Galaxy here now.
I tried to watch the movie, and I turned it off after 5 minutes.
Yeah. The first one? The first movie?
Wait, there are more?
Yeah, yes. There was two movies.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there was the first movie, and then there was Turbo.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Turbo's even better.
Turbo.
Yeah, even better. Well...
Well, even better as in, like, even crapper? Or, like...
Even I'd say Turbo's a better, probably, effects movie.
Okay.
Because they don't use the crap, but nothing...
Which is really sad since it was lower budget.
I know. Ivan Ooze was great, man.
But it was a different actors, though, right? I mean...
Well, no.
No?
No. No, it was pretty much the same actors for the most part.
Wait,
two or three of them were the same. Three? Tommy, Catherine,
this was before they got replaced completely?
Yeah. Yeah, because that didn't happen until midway through Turbo. That most of them got switched, except for the kid.
We were like 10 feet.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, so I was on Superhero Time. It's a lot of fun. Listened to it. Got uploaded yesterday.
And we talked about pizza rolls floating in ranch dressing.
Yeah, I came up with this great idea for geek people that eat really bad food to not unlike a bowl of cereal, eat pizza rolls floating in a bowl of ranch.
Yeah, speaking of that, we're going to start get the skinny back soon.
Things that make you horribly obese and die. Are we doing that next week?
Yeah.
We also discussed briefly alternatives to pants.
Yes. Yes.
I saw lots of...
Listen to the show for that, because that's just priceless.
Yeah, so great stuff. So
anyway, get the skinny. We're coming back with that too.
We are really coming back with that. We said it before, but we are. My wife is harassing me. She's making me do it. So.
I've had people angry talking. You know, when are you doing the? No,
you're doing the fat podcast again. Because I really want to make fun of you.
You know.
So yeah. So that's coming back. Seriously, next week we're starting it next Tuesday. We'll stream it live.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into the topic. And I don't know who came up with the topic, but I like it. Fans, including us, complain about the Transformers movies. And as the last movie hit $1 billion, should Paramount or Hasbro care?
Care about what?
Us.
Oh, no.
They want to make money. What? They don't want to care about us.
I mean, No. Why would you appeal? Why would you try to appeal to such a narrow audience as just the fans? I'm not saying that you you can't do nods, and you shouldn't do
isn't there a cross section or like a crossover between what the hardcore fans want and what the general populace wants? I mean, at least at some level.
No, I think it would be hard.
Isn't that what we got?
Well, the problem is that what is it that the fans want? Because what the fans want is not necessarily a singular cohesive thing.
That's true.
So how do you nail down what the fans want? I mean, when you're talking about...
The fans want Dinobots.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty widely agreed on, so work with that.
Right, but...
somebody asked Bob Orsi during at Comic-Con, and he said, why did you not have Autobots in the movie, in the second one? And he's like, with the way we were going, it didn't make sense.
Dinobots,
robots. Like, why would you hide as a robot in 2011? It, like, unless you're trying to hide from other robots, people would just be like, "Holy crap, that's a freaking dinosaur!" Like,
yeah.
The only place that you would be in, like, incognito, would be at a museum.
Although, yeah, when you look at it like that, the equivalent to Devastator in the third movie really should have been Triptychon.
You mean the second movie?
Well, but again, I think to the point, though, when you talk about it from a production standpoint, you have a certain amount of screen time where the characters are played by vehicles, and you have a certain amount of screen time where the characters are played by, you know, the robots when they do the actual CGI bits. So, you know, if you try to do Dinobots, those are all CGI, and you have to have something to take that place and something to move that around. I don't see that within at least Michael Bay's vision. You know, they chose the director that dictated the vision and the direction that the films were going to go into. That meant we weren't going to get Dinobots. But as far as, like I said, as far as saying, should they cater to the fans? Well, what is it that the fans want? Other than a Dinobot, but in terms of a cohesive story element, you know, how is the fandom actually sitting down and writing a script for a viable film in which there's agreed upon elements that are going to be in that film?
One of the biggest fan complaints still to this day is the design of the characters, because people want, you know, Romita designs. Which, Romita designs would not work.
No.
But, admittedly...
No, and the movie designs work really great for the movie. I just don't really like the way they come out as toys.
I don't like the way they come out as toys so much, but it really... A lot of the robots are kind of hard to distinguish because the designs, they're so abstract that...
Bag of knives.
Yeah, exactly. That it's kind of hard to tell what's what and who's what, and if someone's an Autobot or something.
You basically rely on the bright colors that half of them are.
Yeah, and half of them don't have bright colors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Megatron didn't have the cloak in the last movie, and if he wasn't, like, the only guy of that size running around, he could have sort of... If he was running around in the second movie, he would have been confused. Yeah. I have some complaints, of course, about the movie. I mean, I think we all do. But overall, I mean, they're doing a pretty good job. Even if they're not, they're making lots of money, and that seems to be all that matters.
Yeah.
Look how much money Revenge of the Fallen made, and that was a really bad job.
It was a really bad job in every conceivable way.
Yes. But it still made boatloads of money.
But that's what I say. Would it have been any better for... Okay, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a one-off film that caters to what the fans want and doesn't do anything to have any kind of wide appeal, or do you do what they've done, which is to try to do something that's a wider appeal that maybe doesn't cater to what necessarily the fans
want? They could
go
the Green Lantern way and try to cater to the fans, but botch it so badly that it doesn't appeal to the fans or the general population.
I think a good example is Watchmen, right? Yeah. Watchmen was a decent film. I thought it was a decent adaptation of the graphic novel. I've read the graphic novel. I watched the film. I was satisfied by what I saw in the film. Commercially, completely dead.
It made a little bit of money, didn't it?
It made a little bit of money, but it wasn't like a commercial success.
It didn't make what it put in.
It lost money. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it lost money. So there's a perfect example of something where you've created something that the fans like, nobody else cares. And totally, they could have done that with Transformers.
Well,
if they would have done the Armada, you know, models, and they would have tried to do something in the vein of what would be traditionally considered Transformers, exactly what would have happened.
So, I guess sort of to go in a different direction, if the movies continue, and I mean, they make lots of money, and if they're a vehicle for nostalgia, do you think in 5, 10, 15 years we might start getting Beast Wars stuff, or maybe, you mentioned Armada, maybe Unicron Trilogy inspired flourishes at all, you don't think?
No.
I think, I mean, it's just like anything. The movie universe is not, it's not even G1.
It's not.
I
mean, it's mostly inspired by G1, if it's inspired by anything, though.
But the real question is, who cares? I mean, I guess the thing that really set me off was that when I wrote the news that, you know, it hit $1 billion, people kept saying, oh, this movie sucks. Hopefully they'll cater to fans next time. And it was like, obviously, there aren't enough, you know, diehard Transformers fans in the world who care about Generation 1 only that poured $1 billion worldwide into this movie.
True.
It's inconceivable.
True.
There are people, you know, that who are just like, I just want to see, you know, robots beating the crap out of each other, you know? It's like I hope they characterize these individuals the way they should be. And it's like, what benchmark are you using the way they should be? Okay, you could be Generation 1.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Generation 1.
There's too many benchmarks. There's too many benchmarks to say.
And that's exactly my point.
Which one should we follow then?
Yeah.
You want Optimus Prime playing basketball in the movie? I mean,
yes!
Yeah, and yeah, the thing that's...
I mean, to Rob's point, I mean, that's exactly the deal. It's like... G1 is not the G1 that you remember. Real G1 is not the G1 you remember.
People remember about 5 minutes of Transformers the movie, and that's G1 to them.
Yes, exactly.
And I guess that's the thing that ticks me off the most, is because it's like, you know, just grow up and, you know, stop being stuck in the past, you know? Adapt, change, because things will change regardless of what happens. Well, like, you know, it's just...
I don't care that the movie isn't catering to G1's fans. Because you know what? Because of the movie, I get cool figures like this. Because Hasbro has the money to do it. I get decent-looking series like Prime that could possibly turn into a better series.
It's not bad.
It's not quite there yet, but it's working on it. I'm just saying. And so because Hasbro is successful in the films, that generates revenue that lets them do other things. So...
Yeah.
I'll say the fan. And I'm not saying this to be funny, but it's true. The fans aren't the segment of the population that made money for this movie. It's really parents who did not screen the film for their children.
It's not even.
That has been true for all three movies, and you'd think at some point these parents would have figured out from the last movie.
It's like my friend's sister took her like two and a half year old to see the movie, and I'm like, you might want to watch it first.
Yeah. I guess
they call it PG-13. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I guess what really is the thing is, it's like JD was saying, you know, you should be happy that Michael Bay made this movie that appeals to a wide audience. It's his job as a director of Paramount Pictures, who gave him, here is $300 million or $200 million, do something that I will make money back and more. And he was like, okay, and he made this film that pretty much reinvigorated Transformers.
I like the third movie.
Got us back out into the mainstream again.
Yeah.
In 2007, what do we have? Nothing, really. We had
Universe, and we had that, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. If you look at the earnings of Hasbro, I mean, oh my God. They made so much money off of these three movies in terms of just licensing and just selling these toys. Without the movie last year, Hasbro lost a lot of money. And where do you think they're going to cut when they don't have much money? They're going to cut the lower, you know, the lines that don't make that much money. So,
yeah. You guys out there, you love My Little Pony? Well, thank Michael Bay for it.
Exactly.
thank Michael Bay for it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very good point, actually.
So true. Michael Bay, yeah, because
Michael Bay ruined My Little Pony.
He made it possible.
So. Okay, now we need to have the Michael Bay MLP movie.
Nice. It would basically be what the Charlie's Angels movie.
Boom!
There, They're, instead of like magic, they'll just be shooting rockets at each other.
That would be awesome.
Can you imagine that? Just rockets coming out of their horns? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And awesome. Somehow he would have to work in that scene from the island that got put in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There you right. Go.
That's awesome. Okay.
They're going like, oops, fire.
They're not going to – I think that if they – they're not going to – this is not the end of movies. They will
oh, God,
make
no.
more movies.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely
because
not.
They want to make more money, so.
No. And
yeah,
and
I mean, this is the – is Dark of the Moon the highest – of the three movies so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
By far.
Yeah, so yeah. They're definitely going to go for at least one more until they tank.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You
okay.
want them to tank? I hope they keep on being successful.
I'm just saying, right now the movie is a money-making machine. Every movie makes more than the one before it did.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep on that pattern until the pattern breaks.
Yeah, and it shows that people still wanted to see it, right? Despite the fact that 2 was so
awful.
Awfully... off. Like, people... pretty much, you know, downright just hated it, right? But yet it's
everybody
still
made, thought it was terrible, what? Even people
except,
that weren't Transformer fans.
Yeah, except
no, well, we've been flamed pretty heavy on YouTube, in quotes, or in the comment section about yelling, you know, complaining about Transformers 2. What? You think it's awful? You're idiots. You guys aren't Transformers fans. You guys want to be Transformers fans.
Or you could be like,
put the gauntlet down.
Or it could be like Roger Ebert, who just pretty much said the second film was like, if you think it's good, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, that's a really bad way to say it. I can kind of understand the idea.
Well, Roger Ebert's an ass, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a jaw, so he has to be something.
Right.
Oh, man. Brian.
Wow.
I love Roger wow. Ebert. I think he's awesome.
He can't,
since he can't talk now, he has to escalate, which makes perfect sense.
He has to, you know, use his anger. You know, he has to put his anger into words.
I love Roger Ebert. I'm a huge fan of Roger. I follow him on Twitter. I read his stuff.
Jeez.
But yeah, no, I mean, seriously, just things are what they are. He is not in a good place personally because of that. You know, he has a happy marriage and everything, but he can't speak. And that's traumatizing for anyone, especially for someone who is so good at using words. So he has to sort of lash out somehow.
Just think if Kilby lost the ability to speak.
It would be awful.
It would be terrible.
He'd just
him.
Be like, grrr!
The world would be at your mercy, man.
Yeah.
Everything. The world would be on fire. Are you kidding me?
I love Roger Ebert. I really do.
Yeah,
okay. Anything else, guys?
I don't think he's an angry person. I disagree with you, Brian, but... Yeah. We'll keep moving.
We don't have anything else.
I think you could turn any a gentle person into an angry person if they couldn't express themselves through speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Well, that's RFC for this week. Short show. We didn't have any content whatsoever, so we pulled it out of our butts.
Awesome.
Like usual.
If I wasn't all jacked up, it might have went about an hour 10, but I think 55 minutes is a pretty good
number.
Not bad.
That's actually good.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, John, what's coming up on New Soundwave?
New Soundwave.
I'm going to be on stuff. No. We're going to talk about StarCraft 2.
Every show this week. What's up with that?
I know,
yeah,
right?
You are on every show this week.
You're the hardest working man on the Transformers Radio Network.
No.
Yes.
No.
So we're going to talk about StarCraft 2. We'll talk a little bit briefly about EVO, the World Fighting Game Finals. That was this weekend. And then we'll talk, I think, a little bit about the 3DS as it's going down. It's going down hard. So sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, why are you so happy about that?
I'm not happy.
Kool-Aid.
Well, I guess if I want to say
Kool-Aid.
I'm happy.
Fantastic. Okay, let's go ahead and call our quits for this week. We'll be back next week. For the guys, Brian Kilby, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Join our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and one more thing. JD's mustache. We'll end it there.
I'm ready to accept your
love
penis.
It. Bye.
Oh, my God.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.